Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to episode 50 of the Battlecast. I am your host, Seth Vilo, here for a late, but still within the margin of error, show this month because my schedule this week was weird. So you get a Saturday episode instead of a Thursday one. Ha ha! But I am not here alone. We have a couple of folks with me to talk about weird things happening in tiers, as well as just a little quick draft snippet update. So, starting off, we've got the one who's been here every month for the past, like, 50 years. It's Shark Finnegan.
Hello, hello.
And joining us last minute, because we are just very good salesmen in voice chat before we start recording, it's none other than Linian. Hello there.
Hi. I like how you imply that there was a pitch, and it wasn't just me going, are you guys recording that? Yeah. Do you have a third? No,
yeah, that
do you
part's
wanna
my
come?
Pitch. Okay. That's the pitch. Just because it was short does not mean it wasn't effective.
Yours.
That's fair. Okay, I give up. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story, Linian. Always remember that. But how have you guys been doing in the world of, like, battling? We all have at least something to report on, and that's because we're all part of the Puckle Draft League. So what have you been doing there? What's been going on outside of that in battling stuff? We'll start with you, Shark. What's been going on?
I've been doing various other drafts. Currently, the bigger ones that I'm happy about are I'm doing an Ubers tour, and currently I'm having my round of 16 match. I think this Tuesday. I have Palkia and Faramosa as my two Ubers in that league, and it's been a blast. Like,
nice.
Literally, I just ran like Scarf Palkia last week, and it just like obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
Just water dragons, a lot of fun. And then Faramosa just, you know, doing its typical thing that it always does. Outspeed everything, kill things.
Gotta go fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, I think both of them have, like, I think only one death on the Faramosa last week, but otherwise, like, they have, like, ridiculous amount of KO. And then the other one, I just finished up a league that I just kind of took over mid-season and kind of built a team together, and it was okay. But I managed the 0-0 game.
The 0-0 game? What do you mean by that?
I mean, I lost with 0-0. There was no Pokemon left on the field. A Brave Bird Crobat KO'd my last Mien Chao.
Wow.
But died to recoil. So it's a 0-0 loss for me. But still, I actually got to see a 0-0 game.
Is that a conference that cares heavily about differential?
How many focus blasts did you miss, though?
In that match, I did not have that. That one was like, I actually ran because it was like the last week, and it was like, and I was facing a Primarina. I was like, okay, I have a Dracovish, and I was like, this not going to do much this week. Mm-hmm. So I just ran like sub water absorb, Super Fang, Rock Tomb, and Fishous Rend.
Huh.
And it actually was doing a lot of work for the fact that it was, you know, walled.
Weird.
It just kept just wearing things down pretty well, which was kind of fun.
How interesting. Yeah.
I want to object, but I can't.
Right? Yep.
I switched on a Primarina Scald to get some health back, and I just basically stalled a lot of roosts off a Buzzwall, so.
Oh, wow, that's hilarious, yeah. Actually.
It didn't get the KOs, but at least it did a job just wearing the game down and just, like, stalling a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, you know, getting some incidental chip on everything. I'm like, I'll take it.
Its stats are pretty rounded, you know, like it.
Yeah,
it can
no, it
do
took
that.
Like this Buzzwall was like some bulky, I don't know what, but Ice Punch didn't break a sub, and I think only Ice Punch Earthquake was the only way that broke subs from this Buzzwall. I'm like, okay, I was just max HP, a lot of speed because I outsped the turn one was just beautiful because I outsped Mew, I set up sub and it did Will-O-Wisp. I'm like. Perfect.
What
and like
heck?
I was protected.
That's awesome. Mm. That is the funniest fight ever.
Yeah. And just, you know, just slowly chip things down, like Pukumuku did its kind of walling thing as well, just like he was a rest talk Primarina, which was pretty solid, and then just like he still was able to like hold his own, and like in the end I just couldn't wear down the Crobat enough that it was in range, and I just, like, it was just down to, like, if I picked a different moves or just, like, did, like, just a tiny little bit of different play, I probably won that game. Instead,
if I played better, I would have had it.
I mean, it was an 89-turn game, so...
Yeah. Oh, but, hey, oh boy.
Yeah, so that... Wow. Those have been kind of the big things this week outside of Piddle.
Those are some big things, if you ask me. How about you, Linian? What have you been up to?
I've just been playing through my PDL matches, as I've been finishing up some other big life things. My team is interesting, we'll say. my average attack stat, and I don't mean attacking stat, I mean attack stat, is 117.
Wow. Yes, this team is
redonkulous.
Actually, no, that's slightly outdated. That's with Florges. When I replace it with the change that went through, it's actually 119 as Mimikyu slightly increases it again.
Yeah, Linian sent me his draft plan, and he was basically never sniped except to the near the very end with his fairy.
Yep.
But
and then I got it back
got
before
it back.
Week two.
Bananas. Absolutely bananas.
And I mean, it's not like he has, like, just physical, like, all physical attackers. Like, he's
no,
got...
No, like, I've got Starmie. I've got Azelf can be run that way. I've got Blacephalon. That's scary. Type Hill's got evens.
Null.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not all physical attack, but it's just very funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that both Blacephalon, Azelf, Type Null all can be special attacker, but are physical.
I don't think it's gonna do amazing, but it's gonna be really funny.
Yep. You have some.
Heck yeah.
You got the synergies there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was like, all right. What's good on webs? I'm like, all right, so I'm gonna need a ghost type. I'm gonna want to get some spin blocking. And I was like, Chandelure. Yeah, that sounds really good. And then Shamu goes, or you could grab Blacephalon. And I went, I could. So that was how I arrived at Blacephalon, by going Chandelure, but more.
Yeah,
yeah. Scarier.
Oh
Chandelure.
Yeah, Blacephalon is so much fun.
I want a Chandelure once. That I don't feel safe sleeping around.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the week where you run Scarfer, Specs, Lead, Blacephalon, Mind Blown, just until it dies.
Three times. That's all you need.
You do the EVs right, yep. Three times if you do it right.
Mm-hmm. You get the KOs.
Beast Boost. God. Blacephalon's hilarious. Like, your team is terrifying because you've got, like, two things with Beast Boost, right?
Yeah, because I also have Cortana. So the game is basically wear things down until either Mega Gallade, Blacephalon, or Cortana can punch through. And if it looks like it's a week where someone's going to stall me out, instead just bring Dragonite and click Dragon Dance until everything is dead.
Yeah, man. I hate your team.
And everything else that has utility can punch as well, which is scary.
Mm-hmm. I do enjoy looking over at the, like, hey, so, you know, what have you got for options? And it's like, oh, Stealth Rock, two rockers, no other hazards.
Who needs hazards?
My best
the hypocrite.
My best defogger is Cortana.
freaking Galvantula, like, I have that on my Uber's tour team, and it's just surprisingly, like, okay, let me see, what do I bring?
Okay, 97% accurate thunder is pretty good.
Yeah, makes up for the low special attack.
It's an electric type with no ground weakness as well.
And it
That's
has
pretty
grass
good.
Coverage, which is huge.
Energy Ball, Giga Drain.
Yeah, it's like, oh, your Quagsire that you picked as your low is your one ground type? Sure, I'll have Energy Ball in the back.
Or I'll have Giga Drain and just get some health back, because, you know, why not?
Yeah, and just
so,
like, it does its thing.
Quadruped spider weirds me.
It's a quadruped. See, the thing is, if you look at it, you know, Galvantula has the quadruped, but then it has the other two, like, things in front.
Yeah.
So Galvantula is basically a Drider without the human torso, because it's got the centaur arms and then the quadruped legs.
I hate that a lot, actually.
So Galvantula is just a compressed centaur.
Ugh. What?
Take that quote.
Quote of the episode. Oh my goodness. Well, I've been pretty much the same, just doing my PDL match, you know, planning at the absolute last second, because otherwise I'll think about it too much and talk my way out of a brilliant plan.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. I this last match I was up against Coil, and I made one version of the team on Sunday, the beginning of the week. We were scheduled to fight that Saturday, like almost a week later, and I, by the time the Saturday match rolled around, completely dismantled a whole bunch of the team. Completely redid everything. I didn't resemble its former self at all.
I had much earlier in the week helped Coil, so Seth and I usually do some prep together. So he kept sending me stuff. He's just like, don't tell anyone. I'm like, I won't say anything, but I also can't help. He's like, it's fine. I went to bed kind of early that day, and I woke up and there were three pastes in my DMs. I'm like, what? You're in an earlier time zone. I don't.
Just it's
kept
a lot
theory
of fun.
Crafting.
Yep.
Sometimes you just.
I like draft.
Sometimes you have to go through that, and sometimes it helps actually, like, going through putting something together and then actually, like, doing the calcs to check it. Like,
yeah. Or coming back later and saying, "No, this is stupid. What do you even do for this team?"
Yeah, I realized one of my matches last week, I prepped, okay, I'm facing a Mega Mewtwo Y. I was like, okay, well, you know what? None of my team doesn't really like Mega Mewtwo Y. I'll just throw AV Palkia, that'll be fine, and then I'll run Scarf Zarude. Sure, that makes sense in theory. I start running Calcs, Psystrike, bypasses Assault Vest. I'm like, you know what? Let's go AV Monkey.
Never mind.
I literally swapped Scarf Palkia AV Monkey instead of Scarf Monkey, and it was well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You only lost in a one t- in a. It was only 1-0 instead of 6-0.
pretty. Well, I won 1-0 instead of losing 6-0 potentially to that Mewtwo. Yeah.
There are definitely some some vert drafts of the team where I realized later that walking in would be a 6v5 and have to take off that Pokemon to make it an actual even fight. But anyway, I think that's a good place to kind of stop with the little intro bit. We've kind of talked about how our weeks have gone. Let's get into what the heck happened with the tier shifts that happen every 3 months. So we will be right back with tier time.
It's tier time.
And we are back. It's tier time because, like I said before the cut, it's been 3 months since the last one. So things are officially in other tiers, which always has a pretty sizable effect on how the tiers are, how the tiers land. This is kind of our topic today because since it happens every 3 months, normally it has a big ripple. But with draft happening, we can kind of mix it up a little bit. But we'll hit these tiers. First off, we've got the Ubers tier, which, who cares? I mean,
not really.
Exactly. There's nothing new. There's no such thing as like new things in Ubers unless the home thing drops someday.
Yeah, which will be good.
Yeah, very, very good.
Yeah.
But like even looking in the forums for any kind of hint of a change, a lot of the posts that are the most recent posts are from like March 22nd, which at this point is almost a month ago. So, yeah.
And OU has wept, for there are no Mons left to conquer.
Yeah, there's maybe one, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's just kind of how it happens, because, you know, we've had the official Scarlet Violet announcement, so...
Yeah, the time is nigh. Everything's shutting down now, slowly and surely. A lot of these generational forum projects that have been going on are shutting down, such as the community team-building competition, the Pokemon matchmaking thread... And the community created team project. We're just kind of with this limbo, unless Home shows up and is able to, we're able to actually play them on Showdown.
I cannot wait for it to be announced 3 days after Scarlet and Violet come out.
Right. And then it won't still be Scarlet Violet compatible. It'll be like we still have to wait 3 months.
Yeah, so you can use them on Gen 8 battling. Gen 8 OU and Ubers gets the change. But you can't use it in Gen 9 yet.
But you're too busy playing with the Gen 9 mons to even care about
it. Yeah, exactly.
So, just let me use Hisui and Goodra, please.
Let Enamorous get superpower, please.
No. For the love of God.
I don't know why you don't want all of the stuff coming in, Seth. Nothing about our conversation about... Landorus, Amorous, Weavile, and Sneasler on the same team.
But, my entire life. I hate everything. Like, all of my least favorite things.
Seth was describing, he's like, yeah, this would counter that. I'm like, nope. And then I add these two. He's like, no, you break everything.
Yeah, really, you do. It's hideous. But, you know, we've been speculating about this kind of thing for a long time. I'm hoping it happens. We'll see if it happens. At this point, with Gen 9 dropped, I'm getting less and less confident. We're on a timer, folks, and that's just kind of what happens when generations happen. You expect these tier time updates to probably be a lot shorter because, you know, people will play less, people will innovate less at the end of a generation now that the new one's coming. That's just how it goes. So
taking the break from the grind.
Exactly.
To be ready for the big grind when Gen 9 drops.
Exactly. So with that, we'll hop on to just go in an order here. We've got OU next, and Landorus Therian's only at 49% usage. So, I mean, who uses that thing anymore? It's old news.
It won't go away.
You know, it's too like roll compression in a world with almost 1,000 Pokemon. Roll compression is incredibly important, and Lando T does a little bit of everything. Even though most of it's the same set right now, like Special Defensive, Stealth Rock, like that's what most of them are. The fact that it can do even with that set so many things to fill in gaps, it's great.
Can we just, like, have a holiday where it goes away for 24 hours?
Yeah, we call it the pre-home meta.
No, I have a feeling that after PLA went, you know what they need? You know what ancient Sinnoh needs? The genies. Yeah, I just think it's going to be in all of them. We're going to get new genies every time. It's like Meowth. Yeah,
perfect.
I see the line. I see how it makes sense in this region. No.
Oh no.
Oh no. I see it though. We won't get a break from Lando T like we did for Swish.
I hate whatever is in your head. Whatever it is.
Yeah, windmills.
What?
Windmills need wind. Genie.
Oh no.
I hate it.
I will fight a windmill. I will fight a windmill to stop this from happening.
I think you do. Jeez. I think we have to.
Let's move on to the genie killer, because that's the only thing that's even remotely having a kind of thought about potentially suspect action in OU at the moment, based on the survey that came out. Those come out every month or so, every random amount of time. Weavile is the only thing that's really on kind of the radar at the moment as something that might need action, which is, you know, makes sense. With Ice being as awesome a offensive type as it is, with Knockoff being a free huge damage move with Triple Axle, Ice Shard, all of that together. It's the best dark type in the tier by far, and it's the best ice type in the tier by even longer now that Kyurem's out. Weavile's bananas, and it's nigh unstoppable depending on the...
Look, we just need to ban all of the ice types so that they can ban Lando T for having no counters.
Yep, perfect, perfect. But yeah, I faced one today that was paired up with a Future Sight user, which just ruined my day, because my typical go-to Weavile counter is Buzzwole. And that was a big bummer. Speaking of that, though, Buzzwole is on its way back in OU, folks. It is huge. It is performing incredibly well, possibly because of the Weavile, possibly because of things like Kartana, Rillaboom, standard physical things. Buzzwole just eats a lot. And you run three moves all the time. Those are Ice Punch, Close Combat, and Roost. The last move you can change up depending on what you need it to do. Earthquake, Thunder Punch, Leech, Life even are all really good options. So try out some Buzzwole. It's back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's doing incredibly well.
This is a very good defense.
Mm-hmm. The other really good one that actually you can see the tier chart thing. We'll have a link to it. Or, I mean, you can also just go to the Smogon thing. They post in socials. But one Pokemon that rose from RU all the way up to OU is Volcanion, which kind of, as far as like tier shifts go, kind of came out of nowhere, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But people have discovered the Specs Volcanion set in Rain, which, if Rain is up, will two-shot a Blissey with Steam Eruption. It is incredibly violent. Ooh. So if you want something to just blow up an opponent's team, do Rain, do Specs Volcanion, and do kind of a regular team from that point, because it's very good at cracking things open.
Do you think it's fitting that the steam attacker beats the egg?
Yeah,
gotta get it nice. Yep. And boiled.
Hard boiled. It is soft boiled.
Not soft at all.
Soft boiled at all. Hard boiled egg. Cook that egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's good though. And it's hard to wall. It's surprisingly hard to wall. Water and fire together is such a weird stab combo that normal things that counter one don't counter the other. Look at Ferrothorn.
You just kind of have to rely on your bulky water in the...
Yep. But, I mean, then the rain team has Zapdos, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to another thing that caught a little bit of traction, but that's just because April Fool's is a holiday. They kind of... They played volleyball with one of the more famous members of the forums. They set and he spiked, whether he knew it or not, and it started the whole entire forum joke of the pro-Mandibuzz propaganda that was happening, how it needed to go to, like, all the way up to S rank, and it was an incredibly good Pokemon, almost ban-worthy. It was a fantastic April Fool's trick that probably will lead to a bump in usage for this month, because some people probably thought it was serious or just wanted to try out Mandibuzz again. But, I mean, don't, folks. It's bad. Don't try Mandibuzz. It's bad. I don't care what they say. It's
at least
a terrible
in the
Pokemon.
Current metagame, yes. I think it's still a pretty solid Pokemon, but yeah, I think with kind of the things that are up here right now,
in
Weavile
OU,
especially,
It's a defogger weak to rocks, dependent on items, and it wants to also absorb knockoff because of its typing, which removes the boots. Like, it's okay. It was okay in pre-home, but now it's not okay. Don't use it anymore. Anyway, the last item, which I am terrifically excited to talk about. You'll hear this little guy mentioned a lot this episode. If you hate Volcanion, if you want to be awesome and use some memes in the waning of a generation, and want a bulky water that has no ability to stop Weavile, use Jellicent in OU, because it is dumb as far as, like, on paper. Water absorb blocks steam eruption. It absorbs everything else that a Volcanion could throw at it. You can even use it to stop physical attackers because of the strength sap move and burning things left and right. Run it on Ferrothorn Spike Stack. If you're from back in Gen 4 type of days, you'll remember the Ferrothorn Jellicent core, which is very, very still.
My favorite Gen 4 Pokemon.
Yeah, Ferrocent or Barungel, I think is what they called it at one point.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite Gen 4 Pokemon, both introduced in Black and White.
Yep. I know. But I mean, like, from timeline-wise, you'll have watched that happen. Mm. Giving me sass.
Oh, man.
I get it. My train of thought's weird. I need more coffee. But yeah, try Jellicent out. The set that we've got has holding whatever item you want it to. It can kind of do anything with it that is like leftovers, heavy duty, the dark resist berry.
Koba.
Kasib?
Koba. Koba's Kasib.
No, neither of those.
No, Koba's right. Flying. Kasib is ghost. It's Culber, which is dark.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like,
one of them.
None of those are right yet.
But the EVs are pretty simple. You have max HP, 196 defense, and 60 speed. The 60 is to outrun, what's it called? Corviknight. Outrun Corviknight standardly, and the rest is just slapped in defense with a bold nature. The moveset is Hex, Will-O-Wisp, Taunt, and either Strength Sap or Recover, depending on how much you fear Bisharp and Galarian Zapdos.
And you should fear them a lot.
Yeah. Use other things on your team if you fear them too much, because Strength Sap is hilarious. But don't Strength Sap a Bisharp, folks. You'll be sad.
Yeah. Have a Buzzwall.
Unless you're playing
Buzzwall,
in
Buzzwall, I think, good with it right now.
Yeah. Buzzwall's good with it.
Unless you're playing me in draft, in which case, do it. It unlocks a secret bonus round.
Yeah, actually, it's like Air Balloon Rotom Fan.
Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, that is OU. That's our spice rack for OU. That's the only spice rack we've got for the month. Again, waning generation. So, Linian, take it away with UU. What's going on there?
UU. Some things are moving on. So, the only thing that left was Volcanion as it rocketed up on its steam jets. it went from even lower all the way up. We got a couple of additions. One, shocking me, is Hippowdon?
Yeah.
Right?
That's the
weird.
The biggest thing.
Yeah.
Huge.
Hippowdon is famously a sand setter, and less famously, a really good utility tank for physical defense. It is just, it walls a lot. It's got sand setter and a tier with Excadrill. Zygarde 10% was a thing that people were like, hey, we might want to ban that. Less so now that Hippowdon's there to just tell it no. The other notable arrival was Caesar, which is just the Pokemon that I always associate with UU.
Yeah. It's one of those that just, like, it's, like, I think when you get the full decks, it's just riding UU. It just kind of, it can be a U in waves kind of a thing, but it's just a perfect UU Pokemon.
If you ask me to, like, what is the you know, what Pokemon defines UU for me, it's like, you know, Caesar and Latias. That's
pretty much. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Those are my eternal associates.
Gone.
Yeah. So Galarian Moltres had a suspect test, and I don't know what Seth was talking about with this being like poorly planned or anything, because this was announced like a whole 3 hours before we started recording. So
yep.
We were just waiting for the surprise announcement. I don't know why.
I like that narrative. Yeah. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Here we are again. Yeah, planned it out.
Vote for me. The thing about Galarian Moltres is it has extremely limited counters. And when I say extremely limited counters, I mean it has three. Diancie, Morpeko, and Dedenne. And if you're running Dedenne, oof.
Why?
Yeah. Oof. I mean, yes, I love a good Dedenne in a random battle at times. Like, the right set, like, it can do a job well. But if you're
but it's also Dedenne.
It's a Dedenne.
I like how it makes you discard your hand and draw six cards.
Well, we have Hisuian Zoroark V-Star for that now.
Yeah, that's true. Also announced today. Well planned. Well, good job.
Listen to TCG Cast for more soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
We call that cross promo. It is a monster with great defenses. Galarian Moltres. It preys on Aegislash, because everyone wants to use the big sword boy, and then the big sword boy gets hit with one nasty little flinchy attack, Fiery Wrath, and it's dead. So, not good. It Ghost doesn't work well. And if you didn't know, Moltres has fairly high attack stats, but Galarian Moltres switched them over to the defensive stats, which worked out fantastically for something with Berserk.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
So it's like, I survive and kill you better. If this thing had a roost, it would be OU.
Oh, yeah. 100%. For Mandibuzz sure. would not even be joked at being S tier in OU.
Because this already would be.
Yeah, if this thing got roost, it would be terrifying. You could use it to reset your Berserk as well. Not good. Very bad.
And just some of the sets you can pull off with reading on, like, just the fact weakness policy, G-Mult is very strong thanks to a
I used that in draft with Seth last year.
Yes, we did. It was amazing.
It worked very well.
Yeah.
Didn't we 6-0 a team with it one time?
We didn't 6-0 because we lost something getting it set up, but we did completely sweep. Yes.
It 6-0'd.
It got 6 kills on, I believe it was HDM last year, when a Thunderfang, when he was like, it's going to sub, and then we did not. We agilitied, and he triggered weakness policy and Berserk.
Weakness and Berserk, yep. So we were +3, +2.
And then we just kept clicking Fiery Wrath until everything was gone.
That was nuts.
Yeah, I know. It just does a lot of work. I've seen it do a lot of work when it goes policy. The other weird set that I saw, apparently, because Chansey is still like in this tier, that you can just nasty plot rest Moltres just to be able to probably shrug off the toxic setup in front of a Chansey.
I've seen Rest Talk be really popular, too. I don't know if that one had Sleep Talk with it. One move to attack with is a little scary sometimes, but, you know, if it's dark,
dark
has very limited resistances.
Two pretty good types.
Yeah, so, not bad.
Yeah, a lot of people are happy that Caesar is back, but it doesn't do much against G-Mult, so the ban's probably going to go through
when does
there.
When does the test end? Do we know that off the top of our heads?
It
was announced again right today. Here. It is participants have till Sunday, May 8th for voting.
Cool.
So let's probably by the time next episode rolls around, we'll know.
Yep. Well, neat. All right. So that's UU. Let's keep going down. What's happening in RU? Shark, give us a rundown.
All right. So we got a lot of departures. Nothing came in. Volcanion, obviously we talked about how it just shot up the tier list. Cobalion also left, which that was one of the kind of the better checks to one of the prominent thrust meta, specifically Obstagoon. And it was just like, pretty solid fighting type overall. Darmanitan left the tier. Choice Band, Choice Scarf, Sheer Force, Slayer Blitz, Shenanigan. And then Torkoal shoots up as well, because I think Sun is getting fairly popular in UU is why. It kind of shoots up all the way from ZU all the way up to So. With Cobalion gone, though, Obstagoon is a monster. Dark is a great type. When it has Flame Orb, it guts boosted, smack you around with Facade, knock off. You can even Parting Shot for Momentum. Switcheroo, getting Cripple, being able to be a good kind of defensive check in that way as well. Whatever fighting type wants to come in on Obstagoon, burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Shuts those things down. It just does a very good job just being very hard to check in the meta right now.
Obstagoon is a chunk of stats.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Big only really concern that it really has is Mach Punch, but if you can get it in the right burn on the right Pokemon, then you can probably survive and Facade back.
And it's RU. The good Mach Punchers aren't here.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That all adds up to why they're suspect testing the thing, though. That's for sure.
That will end in April 22nd. So, and then within probably a week and a half, we'll find out if it's going to catapult itself up into RUBL. Spoilers, probably.
That's got to be one of the worst places to end up. Like, right? You're not even good enough for the little leagues, but you can't play with the high schoolers anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, pretty much.
You can't even play for the bees. It's the worst place to be.
I think if G-Mult goes, Obstagoon has a chance to kind of fill in that niche a little bit back, because it has had moments in, but
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I could see that.
It has a chance.
It's just not
a
as
funky
bulky
Aegislash thing.
It might
avoid close combat.
It might work okay.
Yeah.
We'll see if it works well.
Yeah. Something to watch. It has a but we'll see. There's still a little bit of time. But in terms of other threats in this metagame, Crobat being the fastest thing, pretty much the fastest thing in the tier, best pivot, it actually has good typing and defenses to and roost to be able to shrug off a lot of stuff, as I've learned. It does a lot of checking kind of the prominent threats, thanks to like inner focus, preventing like Togekiss flinching it. Its move pool is just, it's got a strong utility pool, Super Fang, Heat Wave, all the good stuff kind of toolbox in there. Glissapod also is a pretty strong thing, just making hyper offense almost impossible to use because it's able to kind of come in and revenge a lot of stuff. And it has really solid defense. And then we got Jellicent kind of chilling out around this tier as well.
My new favorite baby boy. I talk about him so much.
But it still has Obstagoon to deal with. But when Obstagoon gone, there might not be the dark type that's that scary. It might have a good place here. Iron Defense, Body Press, Metagross is making a lot of waves right now. Kind of relying upon things like Jellicent, other kind of niche things to be able to try to stop that. Why not as well try, you know, the Demon Zong as well with Iron Defense, Body Press, and having a better utility move pool to kind of
deal
with.
I hate it.
I love it. That's why I have Skarmory. I'm really liking that set, though. Like, that's becoming more and more of a possibility and popular because of the existence of Body Press. Iron Defense, Body Press, or, like, whatever the other is, Acid Armor, Body Press.
Yeah.
It's such a fun
little combo.
It really
does well in the right matchups. It's really hard to...
Yeah.
Because most...
And, like, your defensive wall becomes an endgame sweeper. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
I've even seen some Ferrothorn running. Like...
Oh. Yeah. Don't encourage it.
Yes, I will do this. Yeah, this is my new favorite combo.
I personally like using it on Corviknight myself.
There you go. Yeah, good
that's mine.
Stall
you
Corviknight.
Get roost, you get reliable recovery with it. but then one last Pokemon to give a nod to in this tier is just kind of a good, you know, just a good solid do all you needed to do. Goodra, expert dealt four attacks with all the coverage it gets, kind of rips a lot of them.
That could break.
You got Dragon. You've got Poison. I think it gets Flamethrower, Power Whip.
Oh, yeah.
Earthquake.
Hydro Pump, even.
Mm-hmm.
Little of everything.
Yep. It's got a really good move pool. It's got
please
the
carry over to Hisuian, please.
It's got the blessing of being a pure dragon with nothing to really dilute its identity, which means it just gets all of the elemental stuff.
Yeah. It's one of the... It gets all those elemental acts. And when you get
Ice Beam too,
here,
even
it just gets an extra resistance.
Yeah.
Assuming it keeps the coverage.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it already has a lot of the coverage just based on PLA.
It probably won't
that's
have
true,
Power
yeah,
Whip for which is
yeah.
A notable loss.
No, that's true. That's true. It doesn't... It can't whip its tail. It's in the snail shell.
Heavy Slam.
Yeah, you get that instead for the fairies.
We'll see. Oh, please, home. Drop it before Gen 9. I just want to use him. He's so fun, in theory.
You might not be able to use it until Gen 9, my friend.
I know. But hey, we've seen Hisuian Zoroark in the Scarlet
Violet.
Well,
that's
Violet
what I
thing,
mean,
so we know...
using it when you can transfer stuff into Gen 9.
Yeah, I'm just like hoping that somehow Hisuians make it over... reliably well. That'd be so cool, but here we are.
I just want a poison type that I like, and Sneasler is right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Hisuian Quillfish.
Right?
Being good, too.
I like how it's like, I can be a defensive wall, or weirdly, a rain sweeper.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you have my attention.
Didn't we talk about that on like a show ago or something?
No, we talked about this on during one of the PTU sessions.
Oh, the PTU sessions. Okay, yeah. But anyway, I mean, that's kind of our you. So let's have you take NU, Linnean, because you get to say one of your favorite Pokemon's names.
Yes, I do have a very quick spice rack thing for the RU.
Go.
Just bring Malamar and run Topsy Turvy if they're anything running the Iron Defense set.
To be fair, you can run Dark? Does it get Darkest Lariat?
Malamar?
Yeah.
I mean, Darkest Lariat is the actual it's answer of how you get, but Topsy Turvy is, you're at +6. Nope. You're dead.
No, you're a -6. You have 5 defense. Good job. Have fun. By what I can see, it does not get Darkest Lariat.
Yeah, no, then yeah, you got a Topsy-Turvy.
Topsy-Turvy!
You use Topsy-Turvy's superpower with Contrary, and you're fine.
Exactly.
There's only one other user of Topsy-Turvy, and it is much worse.
Oh, yeah, they did that thing so dirty. I feel bad for
Graplocked.
Graplock. Yeah. It is Graplock, not Spinda at all. What am I thinking?
You're thinking of several ROM hacks that have given it to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Graplocked. Oh boy. So, and NU, Torkoal left, good riddance, Sun Turtle. And we have replaced him with Grimmsnarl, who is very fun, and Stack Attack 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 Attack. one of my favorite Pokemon, an absolute goof. So Grimmsnarl is interesting because you can go offensive with Choice Band, or you can do prankstery, T-wave screens, that kind of shenanigans. Would-be checks like Sylveon Diancie don't like taking hits like Choice Band, Play Rough, or Spirit Break. It also gets weird coverage like Power Whip.
Yeah.
And Superpower. Talonflame and Mudsdale do a good job of checking it when combined, and they're on a lot of teams. They're kind of very high up there. However, combine it with Silvally Ground and Indeedee, it makes for a pretty lethal 3-mon offensive. I believe that's supposed to say lethal. Those 3 can clean up with Expanding Force, cracking anything that's not super specially defensive, and Grimmsnarl being able to wail on things physically, and Silvally able to just be a very strong ground type. Stack Attacka is hampered by Mudsdale being as common as it is in a metaphor for Shark Finnegan preventing me from living my best life.
love
you.
It's a very common thing, and that makes it very difficult for Stack Attacka to do its thing offensively. Defensively, however, Stack Attacka, I can't believe I'm saying this, has a really good type. For RU, I should clarify, for RU, where a lot of normal and flyings get banished. Being a steel that is weak to water, and neutral to grass means that you're missing out on some pretty important resists, though, so you might need another steel type. Not ideal. Other than those two, whip out powerful grass and water types, folks. It's almost summer, and they're very strong here. Virizion improves the Stack Attack drop, and it's just kind of a pain in general. Fun fact, running it special with Aura Sphere is a thing as of this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. I didn't realize it got too. That.
Yep.
And Air Slash, which covers up some of its weaknesses.
Yep. Alolan Exeggutor has coverage for days and decent kill power. Even Eldegoss can be fun. It has spins. It has cleric-y stuff. It has seeds and substitutes. It's got all sorts of fun things. And Regenerator. It just doesn't have attacking stats.
or attacking coverage.
Yeah. Let's just say when the Unite team heard they only had to give it 3 moves, they went, yeah, that's about all it's got.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jellicent you can use because, you know, Seth just loves having us sell Jellicent to everyone.
It's so weird. Like, every single tier has some kind of blurb about Jellicent and how good it is there. It's not my fault. I had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, you just chose sure. to put them all in. Utility Starmie is hilarious. So it's got Rapid Spin, it's got pretty good bulk, actually, and an anti-Silvally measure. You've got Bolt Beam, you've got Hydro Pump, you've got Psychic Psyshock, and that's just offensive. You've got a lot of things there. It gets Flip Turn, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Gets momentum, too. Can even teleport if you want slow momentum.
Yeah. All sorts of fun. No Spice Rack for this. But, Seth, why don't you tell us where all the stinky mons go?
Sure thing. And funny enough, there's a real stinky one down here now. We are moving on to PU. And their ban of Espeon took place. They completed the suspect test as of that I think had just been on the tail end last Battlecast. Espeon did result in a ban, so that is gone. Also, this is where the Torkoal came from, so that is gone too, because it rose all the way to UU. But two things arrived. One of them is Comfey, and the other one is the aforementioned stinky mon of them all. Garboder is now back down in PU. No suspect test going on right now, but let's get into how these two arrivals shake things up. Comfey is pretty fun. Again, one that Linnea and I have fondness for because it was on our draft team when we did it together. It's a great utility mon. It's great for revenging because of triage, giving it +3 priority to things like that. And most importantly for this tier, it is a defogger. It can do hazard removal. So this tier has another one of those because they are very few and far between down here, oddly enough. You can also run Calm Mind on it. New fairies are pretty much always welcome down here at this level of the tiers.
Fun fact, if you want to do something fun with Comfey, put it on, give it Trick Room. It's still fast in Trick Room. Triage.
Yep.
Yep. That's fun, actually. Yeah, because it's priority.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I used it on a team Melmetal draft.
Huh. How funky.
Trick Room.
Comfey Melmetal. Who ever would have thought of that?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Definitely not the Corviknights or Adiant. Best team of the entire planet.
Yeah. Merch available.
Merch is available. I have tons of it because I have no self-control.
No, that's not the only reason you don't have self-control.
Anyway, moving on to the next mon. Garboder is a kind of nightmare down here because you remember how I mentioned that they don't have a whole lot in PU for hazard removal? Well, Garboder sets two of them. So, yuck. It can set toxic spikes and regular old spikes, too. So it can do a lot of work down here. And poison is a surprisingly good typing as far as resistances are concerned. And it can even heal itself up with pain split. So give Garboder a little try down here. Mm-hmm. You'll probably have some fun with it. If you like hazard stack like I do and have a special seat reserved for you in the bad place, then Garbodor's something worth trying.
Oh, yeah.
So they have surveys. I mentioned the one that happened in OU. They have them in pretty much all the tiers. And there was one that took place down here in PU recently. And in that survey, they ask about things that, hey, what do you think of these select Pokemon? Are they problematic? We're kind of taking a look at them to see if they might be a problem and might require some kind of tiering action. Those were, and I'll go through them in order, that I found them and that they were mentioned kind of through. The first one that they had a look at was, I swear, I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to promote any kind of pro-jellyfish propaganda here, but Jellicent
Pringles
was
propaganda.
Looked at.
Keep the alliteration. Pringles.
Pro Pringles propaganda. And actually, up until this point, we've been talking about Jellicent as a defensive wall. Down in PU, it is quite the opposite. It is a Specs Water Spout attacker. It's used down here for its offensive capabilities, not so much the defensive. It has a lot of problems. It has a lot of good parts, but a lot of problems. It's powerful, but still, like, it's only got base 85 special attack, so it can only be as powerful as that can let it. Water Spout is also weird because of the HP requirement. You want to run boots, but you can't because you need the specs, so you can whittle yourself down real easily. It's got low power points. There's a lot of flaws with Jellicent. It's also kind of slow, but yeah.
But it's
that's
PU.
Something they're looking at.
It's kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Even the most potent offensive threat on the list, which is the next one, is kind of slow, and that is regular old Gallade. And Linnean, you can probably attest to this, but that thing is absolutely bananas, isn't it?
So the thing about Gallade is it has the largest move pool of any Pokemon that doesn't cheat, meaning not Mew or Smeargle.
Yeah.
So coverage? It has coverage.
Oh, yeah.
It has a lot of coverage.
Yeah. One of the most powerful and evil things is Triple Axel, too, which they gave it for some reason.
It's because it's because Curlia gets it. And Curlia is a ballerina.
Oh, because it's a dancer.
So they gave it Triple Axel.
Makes sense for Curlia gets it. Gallade, not as much, but you know what? We take it. It just gives it a little better than Ice Punch it. He could have run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for this thing to get, like, I don't know, Dragon Dance at some point.
Right? I could see it.
Don't forget, it gets even more moves.
Victory Dance.
It gets Axis Recover? Yeah, I think it gets Recover
I think so, yeah.
It'll couple stupid recover, things, which makes it a good special tank.
Yeah. So yeah, not Gardevoir. Wow, Gallade is a little bit bananas down here. That's the one that has the most momentum behind it as far as tiering action, because it is nigh uncounterable. The only thing really that holds it back as far as counter checks is Spiritomb, and if you're lucky enough to be running it, you might get worn down anyway, because it gets things like knockoff and can just beat the crap out of you if it wants to with moves that aren't close combatters and headbutt. Mm-hmm. So hard to stop and very good. The next thing that was getting a couple glances at as far as tiering action was our good buddy, the most expensive card man, Charizard, is being looked at. But is it worth a ban? Probably not, if you're asking good old me. And that's partly because our friend Torkoal left the tier, so there's no longer any solar power behind. It's also completely hard stopped by Gigalith, because even if it has solar beam for whatever, yeah, takes away whatever sun it might have. Without Torkoal, and maybe like, with, I don't know where Ninetales is, but without a sunsetter of some sort, it just rips it away, makes Solar Beam last longer, takes nothing from its moves, except maybe Scorching Sand. Even then, has the special defense to deal with it and throw rocks at it. So, not as much of a problem anymore with the tier. Another thing, and these next two are similar in that they are both very powerful and need to be respected on the team builder, but aren't probably worth tiering action. Those are Galarian Articuno and Scrafty. Of those two, Articuno is kind of the scarier one, because Scrafty just got a brand new arch nemesis in Comfey. So it doesn't care how many dragon dances that thing's had, it will drain and kiss you at +3 priority and delete Scrafty from the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
it's still nice and good to Pokemon Scrafty, Intimidate, and just, mm-hmm, you know, kind of its stats.
I think typically it's run with Moxie down here, but yeah. It is
all defensive. Of its abilities are good.
Shed Skin is fine.
Shed Skin's fun.
It's funny with Rest.
Right set, but probably not, yeah, because you've got Comfey now. You can't really sit up.
Yeah.
So Scrafty has had better days now because that thing. The other three Mons, but we'll group them as two groups. Mesprit and Uxie are kind of the same Pokemon, and they're having action looked into because they are a little overbearing. They set up Sub. They set up Calm Mind. They destroy your entire face. So not a whole lot of counterplay either, or at least not very interactive counterplay. If they get the right thing up, they just go to town. If they don't, they don't. So, is it worth banning? Maybe not quite yet, but definitely something to keep eyes on. The other thing is bringing something down that was banned before. That is Kingler. They're looking at it again to do another little suspect test to see if PU in its current state can handle it again. So we'll find out if that occurs. I don't know if they've made any promises or anything like that. I didn't take the survey because I don't know PU from experience enough, but they may have a date in mind where they give that another suspect test before they ban anything else. So it'll be either Gallade or Kingler, I think, on the radar.
Can we just talk about how sad it is that Kingler was determined to be more powerful than Galarian Articuno?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, there's a lot of weirdness down in these lower tiers.
Yeah. Was it get Sheer Force or am I crazy?
It does. It does.
Yeah, because I remember Life Orb, Sheer Force, Crab Hammer is kind of crazy.
Sword Stance, Agility.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. But that is tier time and kind of the bulk of our topic. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a small break, come back with just kind of a little small 2 week in. What do we think of what's going on with the Puckle Draft? So with that, we will be right back.
And now for our main topic.
And welcome back to the quote-unquote topic, because the topic was actually just the tier shifts that we just talked about. But we couldn't help ourselves. We three are in the Puckle Draft League, as we've mentioned several times in this episode, and we just kind of wanted to see where we're at, how we're feeling 2 weeks in, because we're coming up on when everyone's finishing up their second match for the entire league. I feel like some of the other leagues are actually done. Like, I'm in Palkia. A lot of those are still outstanding. Linny and you're in there with me too.
Yeah, I know. We just literally had two matches go up. Looks like, mm-hmm, I think Giratina is still, well, actually that one. Yeah,
I feel like they were really quick.
I have mine, and then those. I guess those two are going to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, yeah, we just kind of wanted to get a temperature. Yeah. I have officially, between segments, used my last free agent trade.
Yes.
What's a free agent?
For those of you who see, go look into the draft channel, and you'll see that he dropped his tentacruel for a mystery Pokemon.
Since you guys are
actually listening to the show, yeah, it's Jellicent. It's the one I've squeed about the most this entire episode. So, I mean, I saw it was available, and I couldn't not, like, at this point.
And it still works fine on this team. He does lose Toxic Spikes, but he gets Jellicent.
Yeah.
And it literally doesn't, none of the major flaws, you don't lose out on anything except Toxic Spikes.
Exactly.
But you get strength
and hazard removal, but whatever. Strength sap! One of my favorite moves!
Yeah, I love strength sap.
But, you know, I think it rounds out my team nicely. It's a good special defensive. It's a water absorber. I'm excited to use it starting on, like, week 4? Because I can't use it next week, because it's just been traded.
Oh, no, you get to use it next week.
Use it next week. You just can't use it this week. Yeah, you can use it week 3.
Week 3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, okay, I can use it next fight then. Ooh.
Yeah, that's why
season we nixed that grace period. No, you get to use it right
away. Okay.
When is this coming out again?
Tomorrow.
Midnight. Midnight tonight.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter. Then it matters. I can't say a thing because I still have my match to play.
Yeah, you can't say too much about that. I can say anything about my match because I'm playing my match after this episode.
Nice.
Unless it gets delayed, yeah. So don't listen.
But
fact doesn't
I just
need
wanted
our
to kind of have us.
We need to get him on.
Exactly.
That's true.
But yeah, I just kind of wanted to get y'all's thoughts. Any particular highlights from a replay or something that's out and available? We'll act like, I guess, we're in the spoilers chat at this point. So if y'all are really waiting the entire week to see matches, skip to the end, folks, because we're just going to kind of talk about any match that has taken place that we can see at this point. Anything's fair game.
Yep, it is, 8:40 Eastern time. The last two matches played were Stressin Out versus Elekid and MOMO versus Murray, and they happened literally as we're recording this show. We haven't actually got a chance to look at them yet. Unless we click in on the
and
side.
So I can go ahead and start off with one highlight, which I feel tremendously embarrassed about. It was my match with Whimsicott, and
where a 1-point Mon beat an 18.
Where a 1-point Mon beat an 18 or whatever.
Yeah, Kangaskhan is so bulky, especially. I've had to face it before. An AV Kangaskhan did a lot of work again.
Yeah, and I think that's what hers was, too.
Yeah.
If you're trying to kill Spectrier.
Exactly. And had I not dropped Dark Pulse at the last, within 10 minutes of starting the fight, I thought to myself, I don't need this. I don't need Dark Pulse on the horse. It can, by the time it's out, everything resistant or immune to ghost is gone. I am a fool.
Yeah, no, it was a mistake.
I am a fool.
Because you just, if you bring, you kind of have, Spectrier forces you to bring a check, and you have to kind of preserve that check for as long as, is there.
Exactly.
If you don't.
Coil did a great job doing that.
Yeah.
But, he kept his Zeraora to the very end, and that thing outspeeds and one-shots with knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
But Scarf Flygon outspeeds Zeraora, haha. But yeah, he did a really good job preserving what needed to check for my horse till the very, very end. Even if horse took a couple knockouts, he forced me to switch it out. Very smart. Like, the fight with Whimsicott, the fight with Coil in my match, both of them were incredibly good battles. I have not had a bad battle yet. So I've left feeling satisfied and not like I didn't do anything particularly wrong. There were maybe misplays here and there, but I feel good about my team. I feel good about my opponent's teams, honestly. They were good battles. I didn't feel like I overpowered or anything. They were fun. I've been having a blast so far.
Mm-hmm. So
have been very clean so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first match was, I think I was just playing a little too loose with it. I knew that, in my head, I was like, Mew probably would, if Mew's lead, I might have Dazzling Gleam, but nah, I'll just go hog ham and just go with, keep the scare it off with, potential Scarf Urshifu. It Dazzling Gleamed and killed the Urshifu right off. And I just kind of did not take advantage of what that Mew was that I could have probably set up and tried to win. Yeah, I ended up being pretty blown out, but I tried.
That, Yeah, you do what you can some days.
Just kind of bad foot and just kind of whoops.
The less said about my first match, the better. But there have been some some really good matches. We had the fantastic match of K-King versus Rotted, for instance, which was very much a drafter's draft match. Had the classic moment of, Jirachi will just get devoured by Lando T, into, it used Calm Mind on the Switch, triggered Adrenaline Orb, and then killed it with Icy Wind. You know, that old thing. Adrenaline Orb is an item. I certainly forget that it exists.
Oh yeah, it's just very tech, and it's used a lot, only specifically if you're targeting those Intimidate mods.
Yeah, kind of all it's really great at doing, so.
But hey, sticking on your Bisharp one week, have fun.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Well, I think I faced my only Intimidator, and they brought Blaze that week, so.
They were prepared.
They knew.
Just wait till you, just Lando T. Just hope you fight. Someone has a Lando T. You fight. Or trades it
to make it happen.
Exactly. You can't change abilities on Lando T.
Yeah. In a practice match, I got to find out what happens if you use Parting Shot on a Gallade. Not a Gallade, on a Bisharp.
You get double boosty.
The answer is a +3 attack.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's right. I remember you telling me about that. Gosh.
Yup.
I'd hate to be on the other end of that.
As would I. Who did draft Lando T in our division? I don't remember. Because Coil drafted Incarnate. I don't remember who drafted Therion.
Trevster. Trevster drafted
Lando. I don't know. I don't think I fight him. He's going to be my opponent this week.
And Q-Rem. And Regieleki. And Celesteel. I hate it. I hate all of it. Oh my gosh. That's the other thing that I want to comment on, too. Like, from some of the draft teams that I've seen put together, they've done a really good job.
There are no bad rosters.
I hate all of these rosters. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, the big thing with the shift that we've done this season to points lets you really kind of be able to and plus a flexible roster size. Instead of having 10 mons, you can have 9 to 11. It really lets you kind of fill in the gaps, and you might be able to just... You don't tend to have too many holes with these roster sizes.
Even if you're
sizes.
A maniac like me and only do 9.
That's a valid strategy if all of them are worth bringing.
Yeah,
then
take a look at all the Giratina teams. A lot of them are running 9 mons.
Yeah.
Like what? Look at Puckbud. Puckbud's in, you know... Right now, he's having a tremendous season. Right now, his Pokemon, Mew, Kamo-O, Togekiss, that's a pretty strong, utility right there. Like, you don't know what a lot of them are going to do. And then Incineroar, Swampert, Amoongus for your Fire, Water, Grass core. Mm-hmm. And then to top it off, Cobalion, Mega Aerodactyl, and Regieleki. Just to kind of cover those. You've got pretty much all your types covered. You've got your ground, you got your dark, you got your fairy.
Mm-hmm.
You hit everything. That's a 9 roster. That's a 9 Pokemon roster, top to bottom, pretty solid, very fast, does everything.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some interesting developments as far as trades. They're like, I don't think Seth is the only one who has none remaining. No, that's incorrect. Mm-hmm. Murray has 1. But most people in Palkia, for instance, have less than full free agents points. The only people who don't are Stressen, Snag, Whims, Coil, and Trev and Spike. But I think they've also made trades, just not free agent trades.
Yeah, and I know. I've heard rumors of potential trades here and there as well. Like, there's been some potential. I think there's one team here that has not done much free agency is going to totally change their team soon. I think they're looking to like mass change of thought.
Well, if you need a Tentacruel, it's available.
They could. Well, I don't know if they'll take a Tentacruel with the water type on their team, but it's definitely an option. I could see it work ish.
Oh no! Someone in Palkia picked up Hawlucha and they've got 2 Tapus.
Yeah, that's what I get to play tomorrow.
Oh yuck! Ugh. You are on my hit list.
Me? Ugh. For fighting it?
No. App. for having it.
Person. Yep.
Yeah.
But some of the things I've loved, I'll take a look at. Some of these like low tier Pokemon that have done pretty well this season. Like, even though it's, you know, what, 2 weeks or whatever. It's just like, it's always fun to see them when they're on the you know, the MVP table for however long they stay there.
Yeah.
Something like a Sleeves Pinsir from week one, just being
it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was, it did Mole Breaker Earthquake.
Oh, I hate it.
Against a Rotom. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it cleaned up that game.
That's good.
It cleaned up 3-0.
It's always interesting because there are some teams, like, you look at, I'll use mine for example. I will never have anything at the top of the MVP board just because there's not, it's not because I don't have things that'll get kills. It's because I have too many things that will split it out.
Yeah.
The best MVPs are people who have teams not generally built to kill, but with like one or two terrifying offensive threats. So watch out for bulky people who also have one attacker. They'll be on the top of the MVP board,
like me.
Yeah, I could see. I could see Seth's Spectre ending the scene near the top.
Entire team build.
Yeah.
Get Spectre to end game and Shadow Ball everything. That is the entire team.
Oh, to be fair, I think Regieleki is also a very similar Pokemon that has actually done work in multiple games across multiple divisions. Because it,
a Pokemon you can't even scarf to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
And the fun thing about Regieleki, physical, you kind of.
Or just use a ground type, and then it can't do anything.
Explosion.
Yeah, well, not all ground types. Assurance is a move. It stops Golurks and Palossand.
Oh,
that's
fair.
Two whole ground types.
Two whole ground types that some people
play
all. Basically all of them, you know. what is its theoretical max speed? Oh, God.
It's 548.
Yep. 548.
You're talking about Swift Swim levels of speed. Like, maybe like Excadrill Sandrush without or in Adamant not having to be Jolly?
I don't think it would. Let me just see. Excadrill.
Because Regieleki,
602.
Yeah. Regieleki is 20 points faster than the next fastest thing, which is Deoxys speed.
Yeah. What's the fastest scarfer that could...
Oh, gosh.
Max and Jolly, let's just throw on Flygon. 100. 492. Nope. Let's throw on Latias. 525. Nope. Let's throw on, I don't know, 115. Starmie. 541. Getting close.
I can't scarf faster than Regieleki.
A one base 117 Pokemon.
So what would that
with
even be?
Max speed.
So you're talking Cinderace
Salazzle.
At 119.
Salazzle has 117.
Salazzle and Cinderace.
Salazzle, Hawlucha, and Cinderace.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how fast you have to be scarfed to beat it.
Yeah. And Excadrill, Adamant, just outspeed. You have to be max speed Adamant to outspeed Aleki. Max speed.
In sand.
Choice Scarf Dugtrio can do it.
Scarf Dougie. Ooh. Though to be fair,
Spectrier.
Probably just hoping Sucker Punch could.
Yeah. But I mean, you can make sure it can't leave.
True.
There are...
Choice Scarf Spectrier can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, folks.
Just looking over the teams on the different leagues, I'm interested in some of the decisions that happened in Giratina versus the other two. A high tendency to smaller rosters, I think, will probably be something people wish they hadn't quite done by the end of it.
Maybe.
I think they'll want some flexibility. I am probably wrong, but hey, that's my my conjecture. If I think that having a small team that's strong but predictable works well when very few people are doing it. When everyone does it, I think it leads to a lot of solved matches.
That's kind of true.
That's fair.
That's my thought.
I think it it depends on the Pokemon too. If you're able to stretch them a little bit more utility out of them. Or at least the pieces that you have, like if you have like a good strong core, yeah, it's a predictable three. You're going to bring these three every week. But if your back three, you can shift between those six kind of as the types use and just different things. It's okay. But yeah, I mean, you got to get some utility off of
I mean, like what? Puckbud has used, you know, hazard stacking Mew 2 weeks in a row. Is he going to try to pull off a sweeper set, or is he going to consistently this hazard stack? If it's able to push and make you prep everything, then yeah, it's going to be much more with a 9-man roster. Then, oh, it's going to always be hazard stack Mew. Now it can prep again. I was the unfortunate one to not know what the...
yep.
So I didn't know how he was to use it.
He can use it differently every time. That's why you draft Mew more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To just pick a set and pray kind of prep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about some draft teams, too, is that there's a level of umptability to the Mons themselves.
Yep.
Like the Mew. Like, you know, even things like Necrozma. My Tyranitar, for instance. You don't know if I'm going bulky like I usually do, or randomly pull out Dragon Dance because it gets that move.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Dance. Or a lot of fun.
Choice Scarf specially attacking Flygon was one of the MVPs of my last game because Boom Burst is a stupid move. And, you know, it's... There's things like that that you don't expect, and that's one thing I love about draft, is that it's not the bog-standard SMOU or SSOU Smogon matches. It's innovation time. Thunder Ferrothorn is here and here to stay. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's a pretty good little kind of recap of some of the highlights of the first 2 weeks. I'm anxious to see what happens with some of these trades, after some fights, after some work get under our belts. I'm done for the season, so, you know, my team is what it is now, folks, yes. Unless you trade me. But I'm not going to trade you, probably. That's where I'm at.
I mean, you'll listen, doesn't mean you'll actually do it.
I'll hear you out, but I won't take you up on the offer.
it's like,
but yeah.
Maybe the-
I don't know. I'll have to see how this one goes. Because, you know, most of these mons I haven't used yet.
Yeah, it's that Bulu. The Bulu is the one I'm curious. It's the only odd thing that, like, sticks out on your team. But, I mean, it does have a good role,
It
though.
Synergizes incredibly well with the Tyranitar.
T-Tar even gets high horsepower.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Most everything does, except for, I think Flygon?
Gets Earth power.
Flygon has, like, nothing for physical move. But, yeah, that's when I go Special Offensive and go Boom Burst.
Yeah, it has those
boom
little
burst,
subtle
Scorching Sands.
So.
Yep. But anyway, that is, I think, where we'll go ahead and call this episode of the Battlecast. So now it's time for all the blurbs that we get to do. See if I remember them this time, Shark. We've got... This show that you're listening to on Puckle Plus, we also have TCG Cast and the Game Corner and Rewinds on this show too, so enjoy those. We've also got the main Puckle feed. If you are not already subscribed there, find the main Puckle feed. Shows of that come out every Monday with different hosts on different picks. Follow us on social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I think the most active of those two are Twitter and Instagram. And here's where I'm for things, just in general. I know I always
leave
them
in. We have a YouTube channel that we post up our podcast episodes on. Thatch has run some series going on there.
You can you can watch us streaming, and if this comes out at midnight, then I think tomorrow there's a thing with Claude and Thatch, or today for you.
Oh, yeah.
So you should catch us at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, because we messed ourselves up out of that one.
Yep, those two are there. And most importantly, I would say, if you are not already there, please join us on our Discord server. There's a link in the description below. That's where the magic happens, folks. That's where all the tournaments are organized. We can squee about all sorts of matches and trades happening, chat with people all the time. I think after I get this edited and out, I'm going to be playing either No Man's Sky or Skyrim on there, and y'all can watch me absolutely destroy myself in space or in Tamriel. So, you know. Pokemon needs, non-Pokemon needs, that's the place to hang out and make some friends. Other than that, we've also got a Patreon. If you would like to support us more directly, that goes towards making the show the beautiful product that you know it as. You can all hear us really well. This sounds like a really old mention, but if you also want to support the show, the code Puckle still works on Vite Ramen. I used it the other day, actually.
Hey.
Because I made a huge order and lopped about $20 off my Vite Ramen order. So.
Hey.
And when you remember what the code
still
is,
works.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Don't worry about me. I'm just fine.
He's got
I'm
news.
Getting a lot of ramen. I'm going to have a lot of ramen here, folks. But yeah, if you want to support us that way, that works as well. What am I missing? I feel like I'm missing one thing, Shark. You always catch me on it.
We got them. We got the big ones, which are YouTube and Twitch.
Yep. I think it's those that I forget. So yeah, catch us on YouTube, catch us on Twitch. Again, Discord is the biggest one. That's where the community lives.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, as we continue every hour of every day to pray for the home drop, I have been Seth Vilo.
I've been Shark Finnegan.
And I've been here.
And we'll catch you guys next month. Oh my god, you know what I could do? I could, in theory, swap out Tentacruel for Jellicent.
Oh, your draft team? Oh god, you have.
And my draft team,
I think you have to now. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god. Honestly,
Seth, Seth.
What?
Do it now. Do it right now.
Do it right now. No. Just say, if anyone asked it, Seth. Just say, listen to Battleca.
Shark, look at my team. Look at my team. Is Jellicent a better fit than Tentacruel?
Yes.
I feel like it is.
Let's see here. Rosters. Let's look.
Your team needs more ghost weakness. Do it.
Oh, true. Okay, hold on. Okay.
I mean,
Okay. To be fair, you have a Tyranitar that eats.
No, I know. He actually can afford it.
Tyranitar that eats. And the. Okay, you have a poison type. You don't need the Tentacruel.
Exactly.
You do lose the toxic spikes.
Seth, that's the thing. Toxic spikes, and you wanted to do heck.
Well, I can just do that with, like, between the Slowking and just Jellicent Spreading Wisp. I can do that myself.
Yeah, you have. I mean, if you're fine. Oh, that is your last reagent transaction, isn't it? Ooh.
It is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I think it's funny.
Do it.
Speed tier.
You do. Come on, Seth.
Oh, yeah,
don't be a coward.
You have Flygon in the speed tier. You're fine. You don't need it there.
Yeah.
Don't be a coward.
Don't be a coward.
I think there's no reason not to do it. Because, I mean, your go.
And I typically bring.
Spectrier forces in normals and forces in.
Oh, no.
Darts.
I can hit more things that like to come in on ghosts. Oh, no.
You have Titar and you have Buzzwole.
Yeah.
I think those, and you have Clefable. I think you can handle anything that the two of them are weak. You can bring them the same week
always,
and not be scared.
I always like bringing Slowking and Buzzwole because that pair is hilarious, and it just overlaps so much with Tentacruel that even in theory, Bonnie.
Yeah, I think Jellicent is funnier because of this episode.
So what you need to do, Seth, is just post. I would like to trade. Tentacruel for the Pokemon most often mentioned on on Battlecast. Have Shark approve the trade, and then be like, if you want to know what it is, you better listen to Battlecast this week.
Yeah, I'm
change it to like some unknown or something on your battle sheet.
Who knows what it is?
Literally putting right. I have it set up right now. I have you trading Tentacruel for unknown right now, just on the sheet until I need to change it.
Until tomorrow afternoon.
Jellicent is. I think it is.
Yeah, verify.
Jellicent is.
Verify for me.
9. Yep, cool.
9. Both the jellyfish are in the same tier.
Yep.
Are we ready to do the topic?
Oh, yeah.
I'm typing this out real fast.
I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm ready to, okay. To hit the approve button for you.
Let me make sure this is good for you, Shark. I said we are dropping Tentacruel and adding the Pokemon I squeed about the most in episode 50 of the Battlecast, which was recorded with you.
Yep.
Listen to find out. Palkia transactions, location.
Okay, post it.
Boom. Banned for sale. No. Oh, we're ugly trolls. I love it. Approved. Water question mark.
Official Rebellion 12 Eastern.
Oh my god, this is the stupidest thing.
The hint is that you would have 0 points remaining. It's on the battle card, yeah,
and it's a water type.
And it's.
I was looking for a jellyfish icon. Oh my god. Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.